This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. Denver Metro home prices are rising, and Denverite's Kyle Harris reports the number of houses that working people can afford is down.
There are just 19 houses on the market under $300,000, and the area's median home price is up to nearly $600,000. That's according to the Denver Metro Association of Realtors. Realtors are eyeing the Federal Reserve and hoping interest rates are cut soon. Fed Chair Jay Powell says inflation is not far from where it needs to be for the interest rate cuts, but it's not there yet. I'm Kyle Harris, Denverite.
State wildlife officials confirmed that a gray wolf killed a calf earlier this week in Grand County. That's for the first time since 10 wolves were released into the wild in December as part of a voter-approved reintroduction effort. The rancher is eligible for compensation for the dead calf, but it's unclear where the wolf came from. Two other previously collared wolves have also been tracked in the same area. The University of Colorado Boulder has named Justin Schwartz as the sole finalist in the search for its next chancellor. Schwartz is the current provost at Pennsylvania State University and has a background in engineering. CU is inviting people to several open forums today to meet the candidate before making a final decision. The university has been looking for a new chancellor since September, when Philip DeStefano, its longest-serving chancellor, announced that he would retire. Some schools in Colorado are getting more familiar with artificial intelligence. Some are helping their students use AI.
AI is such a growing and developing field that it will obviously be incorporated in our future lives. And I feel like it's better to understand it right now than later.
We'll hear how artificial intelligence is being used in some Colorado schools later in this hour. It's a sunny day across Colorado. Temperatures warming up into the 70s. In Denver, 75. Fort Collins, 72 this afternoon. Grand Junction in the mid-70s with sunny skies turning breezy, even windy on Friday. And that blows a chance for snow into much of Colorado by Saturday. In the mountains today, highs near 60. This is CPR News.